This is CliffCentral.com. Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
A very good afternoon to you all, and welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. My name is Jason Von Berg. I'm back, Nikita.
You're back without a speedo. It's okay.
Well, how do we, where
don't
do we
blush,
go to
don't
from
blush.
Here?
Well, you know, it's always downhill from here, but it's a good time. We always have a good time here on The Buzz.
How's your week been?
It's been great. It actually went very quickly. I didn't even realize that
it was Friday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you thought it was Tuesday.
I did. While I was working on my emails, I think I was just reading the wrong dates, or I was just looking at the wrong days. I have no idea. I was just like, but isn't tomorrow Tuesday? And I'm like, oh shit, it's the weekend. I'm like, okay, thank God. It's a good thing.
Well, yeah, it is the weekend, thank goodness, because this week, I don't know, I feel like it's November already. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, I do. It's just been full on, pretty full on.
I just think I'm waiting for winter. I know people are going to start swearing me, but I'm just thinking, I'm over this heat.
You.
And I'm just like, okay, bring me winter fashion, because all the fashion weeks are starting, autumn, winter fashion week. All the great clothes are coming into stores as well, and all the coats. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, shoes as well. Lots of great shoes, because that's what I'm interested in, shoes.
Shoes. Don't worry. It's okay. You can always be interesting about shoes. It's fine.
You in coats and fashion, and I'm just shoes.
Oh, shoes. It's a whole look. It completes a look. Let's put it this way. You can ruin an outfit with a bad pair of shoes.
Yeah, you've got to look good from the feet up, I say.
Top to
and
toe.
Socks. Socks. And we're going to speak to Skinny Spoo, who is coming to join us in a bit. We're going to talk about the good sir. So that's coming up on the show today. We've got Todd Terry standing by. He is a famous house music DJ. He is in South Africa. He is here for Old School event happening tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. What else do we have?
Oh, we got the
Jen's.
What, Jen?
Yes, the Oscars.
The Oscars.
Hello.
The big, big Oscars happening.
Goodness.
So the late hours, well, early hours of the morning, so Monday morning, we'll find out what's going to happen at the Oscars. Will Leo finally win his Oscar?
Well, no one's going to be there, so yes,
well,
he will.
Yeah, probably. And I sort of feel like it's such a sympathy Oscar. Would you want to win a sympathy Oscar? Because I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Look, he's a great actor, and I love him to pieces. But when I saw that movie, I was just like, really? Is this really what he's going to win an Oscar for? He hardly has any dialogue to start off with. In The Wolf of Wall Street, he was incredible.
Yeah,
you know,
I've
the
watched.
Performance and the facial expressions in that scene where he's crawling out of the hotel, the golf, I think it's the golf estate.
Yes. Oh, yes. He was
crawling
so
on the floor.
High.
And he was so hammered and high and everything.
It was insane. I actually thought, it's so believable. Look, that's the thing. I'm not a Leo fan. So, but when he plays the roles, he really, really does embody that character. He goes, you know, balls to the walls type of thing. And I just think for this movie, The Remnant, I don't know if it deserves an Oscar for that, because the Danish girl is making a lot of waves with
Eddie. Yeah, but he won last year.
Yes, I know. But the thing is, yeah, I don't know.
But then, I don't want to jinx look, if, it. But how cool would it be if Eddie won again and Jennifer Lawrence won again?
I wouldn't give it to Jennifer Lawrence again.
For June.
You mean Joy.
Joy.
Joy, June.
Same thing, really.
Potato. I don't know, but she's... I don't know. Jennifer, lately, she's had a little bit of an attitude problem.
Oh, yeah.
She was very cheeky to one of the journalists at the Golden Globes. And it was very narcissistic, to be honest. And I think somebody else deserves it. You get...
Brie Larson.
Saoirse Ronan.
Who?
Saoirse. She's an Irish actress.
Oh, yeah. I did
you know,
see her. Yeah.
Oh, I love her accent. Mm. So that's how you say her name. It's Saoirse. It's not Swarovski.
Swarovski. So what? Swarovski.
That's how you spell it. S-A-O-R-I-S-E.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that your
pick? It's Saoirse. So I don't know. She's pretty good. I was looking at her and The Room as well. Is it Brie?
Brie Larson.
Yeah, Brie Larson. That's it.
It's going to be interesting.
There's a lot. I think there's more competition for the ladies as opposed to the men. So we'll see. Because I thought Idris Elba deserved a nomination as well.
That Oscar so white, eh? Hashtag.
I know. Hashtag. Oh, no. Let's not go to the other Oscar as well. So we should leave it at that.
Yeah, so that's the Academy Awards happening on Sunday evening. You can catch it. Just check your TV listings. But I think it will be on one of the Mnet channels. So
yeah,
you can check that out.
In a prime time slot if you don't want to be up at the early hours of the morning.
Which most people don't. And then obviously E! Entertainment will have the red carpet, which is pretty much the fun bit for me.
That's the only thing I'm actually really looking forward to.
Yeah.
Besides the best movie or best picture, best actor, actress, actor, I'm not really interested this year unless really Eddie Redmayne wins.
Oof,
but
she really doesn't like Leo, hey?
No, don't hold back there. I was never a Titanic fan. You know, I just thought, geez, like, can this ship just sink already? Damn it. It took forever.
It did take, I mean, 3.5 hours of
Come
your life.
On.
Gone.
And, you know, the whole door conspiracy theory. I'm like, okay, never mind. Just let Jack go.
Okay, well, let's let that ship sink. And, while we let that ship sink, we are going to welcome into studio. She's sitting here quietly. I don't know why she didn't participate.
Because I didn't know if I was supposed to be talking yet, actually. And I am
the
most diehard Leonardo DiCaprio fan.
Oh, you?
Fan.
Oh,
yes,
the whole entire
world.
And if he does not get his Oscar, I am going
to... Oh, is it?
Yo.
So then you're winning. Thanks. So you have to. So you will be there with pom-poms in your in hand going on.
I feel like he should have won several years ago for The Aviator. So... I've had an axe to grind about that for a long time. And I feel like he then could have won for Wolf of Wall Street, and he's got to win, even if it is kind of now a token Oscar. I don't know.
But I do agree they should have won earlier already for another role.
Totally.
Not this one.
I mean, imagine what his speech will be like. I wonder if he'll be like, thank you so much for finally giving me the Academy Award that I've so deserved. Many, many years ago. Thank you, Oscars. Thank you, Academy.
I don't know.
And good night.
He has to be thinking about it, though. He has to be thinking, how can I say everything that I want to say without saying it?
Or but just I'd, be like...
Also, yeah, exactly. It's like basically read between the lines. You know what I'm saying. But it would be quite interesting if Eddie does win it, and then all of a sudden he pulls a Kanye West. Imagine that. Yo, Eddie, I'm going to let you finish. Tranny,
or we just get Kanye West. We just hire him rent a crowd. I'm not a big Kanye West.
Let's rather not.
But what I'm saying is he's so good at doing that. So we'll just get him to go and interrupt the speech, and then he will take credit for the Eddie Redmayne's career as well.
Leo's way too classy to do that.
I agree.
And way too smart.
I agree. He'd far rather save the planet. With some green emission policy that he launches in conjunction with Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, then pull a Kanye West.
Yep.
So. While still potting it up with every known model on Earth. So I don't know how he
and
does
Rihanna.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we've got the Oscars out the way, we can talk about our acclaimed and award-winning and author and TV personality, Sarah Graham.
Hi guys,
welcome again.
Thanks for
official.
Having me.
So that will be our
that
official
is your,
introduction.
That's your
thank
official
you,
introduction.
You. I was doing there quite as much. I had so much to say. thanks.
Is this your acceptance speech? You can. If we had to put you on the spot, who would you thank right now if you won, not an Academy Award, but like the equivalent in a food author environment? No pressure.
How do you do that without being corny and cliche? I have no idea.
Would you
actually
cry?
Probably.
Or would you just be completely stunned?
I'd probably be so stunned I would come across as drunk. Maybe. I don't know.
It's not a bad look as well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people have done that, but actually been drunk. Who did that a few years ago?
Wasn't it Mariah Carey?
It was. Mariah Carey.
I don't know. I could just picture her slurring across the stage, and she said she wasn't drunk, but
yeah, well, she was.
Or on something.
Damaged,
yeah, on something. Yeah. Yeah. Whatever, those butterflies and all those things. She had something in her butterfly rings.
Ooh. Ooh. Sure, she put on her bitchy shoes
I'm ready.
Today.
Do you see I'm ready for Oscar season, ready for that red carpet, ready for like my Joan Ranger. But I've got my Joan Ranger shield on, so it's going to be bitchy come next week.
Okay, we'll leave that. I'm a bit worried about you, so I'm lucky I'm on this side of the desk. But Sarah... So it's been a really, really good run for you lately. I mean, you've had, let's be honest, one of the primetime slots on television, on one of the biggest channels on television, for a number of months now with your cooking show. Did you ever, ever, ever think that would happen?
No, actually. In fact, the whole journey, I don't think I ever woke up and said, sorry.
There you go.
Okay. I don't think I ever woke up and thought, this is where I want to end up. Because I started my blog back in 2010, and I didn't even know what a food blog was when I started it. Oh, and a friend of mine in the States sent me a link to a food blog called Smitten Kitchen, which is still one of my favorite food blogs. And I had a look and I thought, oh my gosh, this is so cool. This is a place where you can self-publish whatever rubbish you want to write, and I can talk about food. Well, I can write and write about food. So two of my favorite things, writing and food, you know, combined on the same platform. And I just thought this was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. And so I just literally, as soon as I read that blog, I Googled how to start a food blog. And a couple of options came up and I clicked one and it said, pick a name. So I picked a name and then it said, write your first post. So I was kind of like, oh my gosh, okay. Spat out a post and forced my mom and my husband to read it, which was the case for several months. They, you know. And then I never stopped and looked up and thought, I want to end up on Mnet at, you know, 6 o'clock on a Sunday night or whatever, which is cool in a way because it's kind of all been incidental. I've just been really enjoying the whole experience. And I think the minute you stop loving what you're doing, you need to reevaluate.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's what makes it, what's amazing is that it's such a, not trying to sound foodie, but it was an organic process. It wasn't a well thought out plan to say, okay, if I'm going to start the blog, it's going to help with self promotion.
Yeah.
You know, it can help with a book launch and all these things and a show. And I think that's the mentality some people actually go into it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, okay, I want to land up on this TV show. I want to be on this channel. And this is the steps you have to do. It doesn't work like that. And I think that's where you get the great shows come out, the great personalities come out, is when you're actually your authentic self.
I completely agree with you. I mean, and we look at like South Africa, for instance. In general, we were talking about this earlier. The whole food culture is really, I'd say, exploding. It's like a gastronomical explosion.
Yeah.
And it's just with that explosion comes all these amazing personalities. You're one of them. Siba is another. Jenny Morris is another. Jay something. Yeah. And
that just came out of, yeah, that's another prime example of somebody who actually just showed his love for food, like his passion of food and his mom's cooking, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's just exploded to his own range now at Boardman's and, you know, he had his own show and, oh, you know, his recipes are amazing as well.
Yeah, it's a very exciting place to be, actually.
And that's how you met Dale.
That's how I met Dale, through Jay. I was doing a Le Creuset cooking demonstration last year, February, and about an hour before the demonstration started, one of the Le Creuset people came up and said, yeah, apparently this guy's coming tonight, Jay. What, Jay? So I was like, what? I've never told them, but I was actually so nervous. Of course. It's Jay, oh my gosh. I'm a huge fan of Mikasa. We had fun, we hit it off, and then carried on chatting.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been cool.
And now you're friends in food history.
Exactly.
I suppose. But I also think what's amazing is that there's all these truly South African stories or truly South African film production or productions coming out that are being embraced internationally as well. I mean, you're on the in America, your show is airing there as well, which I think is huge.
Yeah.
You know, you've got all these people like watching you in the States, and they might tweet you and be like, oh my god, Sarah, we just watched your show, and it's like totally amazing.
I know, right, exactly.
So
yeah, it's fun. It was picked up by Food Network, and they're airing it on their cooking channel platform on Saturday mornings. I think my slot is just before or just after Siba, which is really cool. And that's kind of their channel for international programs. So that's really fun. And
do you go and get to do a little bit of press there as well?
Oh my goodness. Soon. I'm ready.
You're totally ready to go and do some press with the Americans.
So we'll see what happens. But I think they've been happy and we're looking at another season, so I'm already conceptualizing that and starting to plan the recipes. And we should be shooting in East Africa in about September, October.
Mm.
Springtime in East Africa.
You guys should come visit. Come do some.
Yeah, you see.
Zanzibar, eh?
Yeah, man.
Jumbo, yeah. Jumbo. Okay, there you go. Cool.
Well, I'll definitely go, Jason. We'll do some filming behind the scenes.
We'll do behind the scenes of behind
exactly.
of the scenes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so it all works
totally
out perfectly.
Should. Yeah.
And then we'll just do our show there.
Yeah, build it in. Build it into the budget.
There you go. Okay, that's sorted. So now that we've got our September planned, So conceptually, you move into this new, you have to make it entertaining and you have to make it interesting. So how do you go about like testing the foods and the recipes? Do you have something in mind? Is there a theme? I'm just trying to piece this together so that like when people think about the new season, they'll know that there's this theme.
Yeah.
Kind of running through.
So it's still kind of the safari concept. So obviously we'll be moving around East Africa. And it's about taking local ingredients and food stories and making recipes that are influenced by or inspired by the places that we're going. Because I never want to make food that's so foreign and exotic that you wouldn't want to cook it in your own kitchen. So for example, they eat a lot of goat in Kenya, which I love, and just, you know, about finding ways to make that accessible.
Yeah.
Because
where do you get goat from or goat meat from in South Africa? Do you go to a butcher or?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Specific butchers or farmers or stuff like that. It's not easy to find though.
Yeah.
But lamb obviously is a great alternative. And obviously Zanzibar, I mean, so we're going to places that I've traveled to before, and that's kind of how we build the stories is because I used to work in travel and my family works in travel, and so I even got engaged in the Masai Mara, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
awesome. That's
you can
very
keep him,
cool.
Man.
Oh,
yeah. You can keep him, yeah. That's a goodie.
Yeah, so, in Zanzibar, I mean, just the flavors and the spices and the colors and the smells, it's just such a beautiful canvas for building recipes on. So
okay. Yeah,
it's very exciting. It's quite daunting because there's a huge amount of work that goes into the planning, developing 80 or 90 recipes and testing them and writing the scripts and all the
and you're involved in all of that as well.
Yeah okay. So I write all the recipes and I write the script as well, so
which is good. It's your voice.
Yeah, so. I couldn't imagine trying to read someone else's words. That would be weird.
Yeah, because then again, we go back to what Nikita was saying, the authenticity is lost.
Yeah,
you know? It's not what it should be.
Yeah, so. Then I would basically be acting.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we don't want to be vacuous.
Right,
anything,
right.
That's a threat out there. Okay, so that's the TV side of things. Then you're also working on another book. I believe this is your fourth?
Yes.
Just,
yeah, I'm
you
not
know, from
even
blog.
Sure how that happened, actually. I think I might be a little bit of a workaholic. I'm not sure.
But you love what you do. So it doesn't actually feel like work.
No.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. When you chase something that you love, you kind of, you're pulled along by a natural momentum. It's cool.
So what's happening with this one?
So the book, I won't say the name.
Because you always have like such great names. Like, what is the other one? Bitten, Smitten, and Home.
Hmm.
Like it just sounds like it's perfect. Like just in one word. It just, you're ready to sink your teeth into it.
I love words. So that's always a big part of the whole thing for me. So it has a cool name. It's also one word.
Oh.
It's
so
about...
it's almost like Adele. Like Adele has her numbers. So then Sarah has like her one word, punchy word that just says
that's
it all.
It, yeah.
Yeah. It was never planned either. but it's really about... I suppose if it had a byline, it would be eating whole, living well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So beautiful, simple, whole foods, whole grains, good fats, and just, yeah, I'm having a lot of fun writing it and tasting the recipes and just being very conscious of where our food comes from and it's refined sugar-free and there's a lot of gluten-free recipes as well. And so I think it's very topical at the moment. I know particularly overseas, health food blogs and books and writers and stuff are exploding, to use the word that you used earlier. And I think it's exciting because we're becoming so much more conscious of ingredients, and I think that can only be a good thing.
And do you think you would ever open a restaurant, you know, based on these sort of things? Is restaurant, you know, being a restaurateur on your horizon?
It definitely is a little niggle in the back of my mind. And I was writing this book the other day, and I'm always like, in the introduction of the book is always ticking over in the back of my mind, although I haven't written it yet. But I was thinking of including one line saying, if I had a cute little health food deli or health food restaurant, this would probably be the menu.
Okay.
So yeah, I guess it's something that I thought about, but I I know nothing about running a restaurant. So it would need to be when I'm at a point in my life where I have a lot of time, maybe when my kids are older. And
you're more settled as well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's something I can really pour a lot of time and energy into.
Okay. So sounds like a busy period for you, which is great. And I think it's amazing. And I just love stories like this. That's why, you know, as soon as I saw that a couple of tweets earlier in the week, you had an event that you were running. And I had to jump on it. I was like, nope. Need to get Sarah in studio.
Thanks, so guys.
It's really cool to have you here.
Oh,
but before
you.
We wrap up, what next or what else is happening this year? So are you involved in some festivals or some other shows and demos?
So there's quite a few demonstrations happening. I'm doing some more work with Le Cruze, which I always love. We have 4 events lined up in Joburg so far this year.
Can you let us know when so that we can come and get a cook
and on? One is in March. Okay. I'll let you know the dates.
Okay.
So there's 4. They're kind of spread out. It's like March, May, August, November.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll let you know. And then I'm hoping to be a guest chef at the Good Food and Wine Show in Cape Town in May and in Joburg in July.
Awesome.
End of July. I won't manage the Durban one because that's when we'll be filming in East Africa.
So you swap the one East Coast for the other.
Right. There you go. Okay. Talking about an upgrade.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, a few corporate events. And I'm also going to be at the Family Food and Fragrance Festival, which is coming up at Emperor's Palace in April, I think. So that'll be fun. Yeah, so there's Dale's keeping me busy. There's quite a lot on the cards.
Nice. Very, very
cool. Yeah, it sounds like a 2016 is sorted for you. That you have everything going on. And it's like, here's your calendar, Sarah.
I know. Sometimes I want to kind of throw myself on the floor and have a 2-year-old tantrum and say,
I don't wanna. Can't I just stay home in my pajamas today?
Yeah,
I'm sure you get you do get those times, but then you know,
mostly it's amazing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. From your, you know, starting from a blog to now 6 years later, your own show going all over. I think it's incredible. It really is.
It is. Yes, definitely. Okay, so how do we get hold of you on the social networks?
So my Twitter is Sarah Graham Food, and my Instagram is Sarah Graham Food, and my Facebook is A Foodie Lives Here.
Okay.
Oh, cool. So the name of your blog.
Yes, exactly.
Very
I should
cool.
probably change it at some point. I'm not sure.
Nah, it's too cool. I like that.
I've always, because I came across it before you had your show, and then I saw it. I was like,
oh, cool.
Oh, just to link back, just to show, you know what? Bloggers are doing it for themselves. Eh?
Yeah.
All right, Sarah, thank you
so
much for
guys.
Joining us.
Happy weekend. Have
yes,
fun.
Yes, it's
you
going to
too.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
Enjoy the Oscars. Don't forget
yes,
Leo.
We'll be I have a couple of friends, and we watch together every single year the following night, so that we don't, you know.
Okay, so we won't tweet you
I do
then.
Not turn on the radio on the Monday.
Okay. I also don't believe in spoilers, so then we'll chat afterwards.
I don't know. Okay, we'll chat.
That's
yes.
a deal.
We won't ruin it.
Thanks, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.
A little bit of Riri on a Friday afternoon. That one is Kissy Kissy Better. Kissy Kissy Better.
Because I actually haven't heard that one before. I'm like, I'm sure that's Riri.
Yeah, it's one of the better songs of the album, if I'm honest.
Well, I think she's going through a diva moment. Or diva stage, by the sounds of it. Because she wasn't at the Grammys.
She was sick.
Sick, inverted commas. And I actually thought, okay, did she have another bash up? I was like, who
hey,
is she?
Hey, careful.
I know.
Too soon.
She was, I ate something. I really ate some like my bitchy McFlakes or bitchy flakes this morning.
Yeah.
It's bad, eh?
It's bad.
Okay, I'll behave now.
Yes.
I'll sit in my corner.
Let's behave and let's be gentlemen.
I'll act like a lady now. We have a gentleman here, so I'll act like a lady.
The good sir, Theo.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Theo.
Afternoon, Jason. How are you?
I feel like I have to be formal because it's the good sir, you know?
Not at all. Just be yourself.
Well, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much.
Looking all stylish on a Friday as well, making us all look wretched.
I always say I'm a working business.
True.
So
I
have to look the part.
Exactly. Okay, so last night you had the Good Sir event.
Yes.
I think this was the third, if I'm not mistaken, or second. I've lost count. Yeah, there have been plenty.
We started actually last year, July. The first one was last year, July, yeah.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, so I've lost count how many we've done.
and just tell us, a lot of people might be interested to know what this is all about. And I love the concept. I thought it's really interesting. But in your words, what is the Good Sir about?
The Good Sir, simply put, it's a campaign by gentlemen for gentlemen. You know, myself and Zano, the co-founder, you know, we came together. It's an idea that we've been brainstorming for just over a year. And we thought about it. I mean, there isn't a platform for guys, you know, to be able to come through, you know, have a good time, chat about things that affect us as modern men, you know. I mean, all the things that we've been taught are, you know, solutions of the past.
Yeah.
But now we are faced with modern issues, and we need to come out with modern solutions to be able to, you know, to find things that will work for us. So we brainstormed the idea. We approached Audemister. And they really liked the concept and the idea, you know. They came on board and they decided to partner up with us. So they are our major partner, Audemister and the Blue Door Society. Okay. So what actually happens at the Good Sir is that it's like I said, it's an event for gentlemen by gentlemen. We have a keynote speaker for each and every one of our events. So the keynote speaker will basically speak about, you know, whether they're in business, they'll speak about their business, their journey, and you know, their journey as a man, you know, the transition that has been made, you know, what they've learned along the way and things like that. So it's, we learn from each other. Okay. You know, each keynote speaker who's been there, their story is different.
Yeah.
You know, their journey is different. And we, somehow, it all ties up. You know, there's something from their story that you can identify with and be able to say, oh, I faced that type of a challenge, you know. And you can be able to say, we have Q&As after that. You know, how did you deal with this? You know, how are you dealing with this? You know, so it's more like a support group for guys.
Yeah.
But we come there well-dressed. Nice brandy, nice conversation, and networking
and,
as well.
And it's open to most people, or is it kind of an exclusive invite only kind of thing?
Currently, it's still an invite only type of thing.
Okay.
We're hoping to grow it, you know, to be able to open it to other guys as well. You
and
know,
even like a conference or something.
I think that's more the long term of it, you know, because currently it's more closed, it's more intimate. Because I mean, maximum. I think the largest number that we've had was about 45 guys.
Okay.
So which felt it was quite a lot by the time. But now we've kept it at about 35, 40. So yeah, it's currently invites only type of thing. You get on our database, you know, we have social media, you just drop us a message and say, listen, I wanna be able to be part of this. We add you on the database every time when the event comes up, you know, we let you know about it.
Okay. So last night's event you had someone that is really doing well for himself.
Definitely.
His name is Skinny Spoo.
Yeah.
Well, that's a suck line.
Spoo somewhere.
It's not Skinny Spoo. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately he couldn't join us today because of business. You know, he's making the circle bigger. Yeah. I mean, last night we invited Spoo because I think his story is also very unique. You know, it's one of those stories that you listen to it and you can't help but smile when you hear his story. I mean, he's given hope to the kids in the townships, you know, kids in the rural areas to say, you know, I can grow up and say I wanna manufacture caps, or I wanna manufacture jerseys or whatever. You know, so it's no longer. We most of the time when we invite our keynote speakers, we invite people that are game changers, you know, people that are doing things that are not conventional, you know, that are considered to be so-called rebels, you know, in the traditional sense. Because nowadays things are different. Like I said, we need to find new ways to deal with modern issues. So Spoo, I like him. He has a great story. And I mean, a lot of people learned a lot from him. I mean, he's only 24.
I didn't know that either.
I'm like, okay.
Yo, he's making me feel like I've underachieved in life.
Yeah, I mean, he's fairly still young, but he's done so much, you know, and there's still so much he still wants to achieve.
Yeah.
And I think his story, like, as much as some guys were 35, they could really be inspired by his story.
Sure.
And that's what we aim to do. To be able to inspire guys, to be able to inspire change.
So let's see your socks.
Yes, definitely.
Are those Skinny Spoo socks?
Yes, these are Skinny Spoo socks.
They're awesome. They're very cool. I like them. He's been featured on CNN as well, you know, which is a brand's been on CNN. You know, there's a lot of South Africans, you know, featuring on the world stage.
Yes, yes.
And we are previous guests. I mean, she's female.
Yes.
But, you know, South Africans are generally doing very well for themselves.
We are. Abroad, I think the other thing that we don't realize is the fact that, you know, when it comes to the rest of Africa, they look up to South Africa.
Yeah.
You know, a product that comes out of South Africa that goes into the rest of Africa, it's like us with international brands, you know.
Yeah.
And until we realize that, I think the amount of power that we can have, the amount of influence that we can have within the rest of Africa. I think, you know, we can be able to produce great things that will come out of South Africa and be able to export it to the rest of Africa and the rest of the world.
And I'm also thinking, like, this event as well, going into Africa,
yes,
you know, I mean, I see you laughing because there's obviously some thought there that you are looking at the Africa, you know, the different territories on the continent that you want to kind of branch into. And I think with Odom Easter behind you, there is some interest, I'm sure. I mean, I'm just thinking from a personality perspective, if you had to get someone in Nigeria to speak,
I've
got
huge.
Debunge, I've got Banky W, I've got NATO C.
Yes.
Just those three on the top of my head who would be amazing to, you know, to hear their story. And they're just music artists. I mean, there's there are loads of
people. There's a huge pool of talent out there.
Who have great stories to tell, you know.
And that's just Nigeria.
That's just Nigeria. I mean, there's
Kenya,
East Africa,
Uganda.
There's Central Africa, there's Northern Africa. So there's a lot that we still can do with this campaign. I mean, currently we are only doing it in Joburg and in Cape Town.
Okay.
So it happens, let's say, once every 2 months in a city. So we've done the first one was in Cape Town in January. We did the Joburg leg now in February. Next month we're doing the Cape Town. So we alternate. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 1 month Joburg, 1 month Cape Town.
Awesome.
I mean, the plans are also to expand it to other metropolitan cities in South Africa, you know, so that we can be able to reach other, you know, a lot more guys.
Yeah. Because some people are based in PE and you don't want to leave the PE or even the Free State people out, you know. Kimberley. I mean, Kimberley, for instance, there's a lot of gigs happening out in Kimberley and it's
even Polokwane, you know.
Don't realize that there's a lot of untapped talent there. Just opening the doors to those people, and you know, it's all about a discussion. You have to, and you can't talk about innovation and all of that without causing a little bit of a disruption of the old traditional ways.
Definitely. Yeah, but I think most importantly with the event, I mean, you know, when Odom Easter came on board, it was a good fit for us because, I mean, we are talking about being a gentleman, and we, Zano and myself, are in the business of fashion. You know, we are more interested in the craft side of the fashions, and I mean, Odom Easter is about craft. Yeah, it's about mastery.
It's like a workmanship.
It became like a perfect fit, and I mean the guys that we have there that have came to speak at our events, same thing, you know. I think our first keynote speaker was Kojo Bafo, the former editor of Destiny Man.
He's been to our show before.
I mean, he's a legend, you know. I mean, we've also had Tapelo Mokoena as well, who's also breaking boundaries in the film industry.
Yeah.
So I mean, the one guys that we had in Cape Town, it's the guys that own a place called the Department of Coffee. The first time I heard it, I actually thought it was a government department.
Yeah, well, who else normally uses the title?
Can I be the minister for that one, please?
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, actually, it's based in I think Khayelitsha, if I'm not mistaken. So they own a coffee shop. You know, it's quite an interesting story. So things like that. Encourage and inspire other guys to be able to do great things.
Didn't you also have Idris involved at some point?
Idris is involved with Odom Easter.
Sorry, I'm just talking about Idris like he's my best friend.
I spoke to him last night.
Let's just give him a call and maybe he'll be able to.
Can we?
Idris is more involved in the Odom Easter campaign. Yeah. But
he speaks exactly to that.
The same language. I mean, when you look at Idris, I mean, he's a good sir.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a good gentleman. He really is. I actually think he's even the next James Bond. Just throwing out there.
Yeah, he just oozes that, like, that cool, elegant,
yes,
class,
yes,
chic,
he
polished.
Just has that thing, eh?
And the accent. I mean, the accent always
that
makes
that
like,
just kills
the
me.
British
the
accent always I'm makes just, everybody look so posh, doesn't it? So.
It does.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Cool. Well, so you said the next one is in March.
March in Cape Town. So the events normally happen, we host them on the last Thursday of the month.
Okay.
So it's probably going to be the last Thursday of March in Cape Town. And the next one in Joburg is going to be the last Thursday of April.
Okay.
Ooh,
long weekend,
Long weekend.
There you go. So that's a good timing. Yeah.
Yeah. So the if people want to find out about it, I mean, we on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's The Good Sir South Africa. On Instagram, it's thegoodsir_SA. On Twitter, it's thegoodsir_SA as well. Okay. Or they can follow at Ordermister.
There you go. Simple as that. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Theo. It's been awesome having you.
No, thank you so much for the opportunity.
We look forward to the next one. I think it will be really cool. And you can come back in studio and tell us who you got lined up. Because
I
think
so. Idris, can I please get an invite? Okay, I'll just hide in the back. You know, nobody will see me. I'll be very quiet.
I think we'll just put you in a suit as well.
Oh, there you go. There you exactly. Go. See, yeah. There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Okay. No, definitely. I think it will be great if we, I think the Joburg one, you know, we can always come back before the show and be able to say this is what we're doing and, you know, be able to let people know, give away maybe some few seats.
Yeah, why not?
That'll be great.
Sounds good. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Theo.
Thank you, Jason.
We enjoy it. Okay, so like I said to you, the old school event is happening this weekend, and I got to chat to a DJ by the name of Todd Terry, who's amazing. And I caught up with him just, you know, over Skype, just, you know, like just Idris called Idris.
Yeah, almost
he
like
didn't
a BFF,
answer, so I just
you know.
Phoned, I just called Todd and just said to him, yo, Todd, what's going on? And this is what he said about the event. Have a listen to this.
Welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com, and thank you very much for taking the time. I think it's quite an exciting time for you because you are bracing yourself to come to South Africa for one of the big shows happening at the end of February. So, yeah, I mean, how are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, I'm always ready to go. I guess I got to be like that. So, you know, it's cool. It's cool to just keep on checking out different places.
You haven't been to South Africa before?
Yeah, I've been there before. But, you know, I haven't been there in a while. So, you know, it just kind of starts all over again. It becomes new.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll be, you know, every time you come to a place, I mean, when I go to New York, something's changed. You know, something's different. So I'm sure you'll pick up something like that.
And it becomes new, you know, I think that crowds change, you know, music styles change, you know, so it's always different, especially like 5 years ago, stuff like that, or 7 years ago, you come there, it's just like a brand new thing.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, when you come here and it is a different space and a different time, obviously the music has got to change and kind of adapt as well. Do you do a lot of research before you come out to, or you go touring to these different places to kind of make sure that you're on track with what's happening there, or?
I mean, I used to kind of try to feed into what they do, but now I kind of just really just stop everything and I do what I do. You know, I think I've learned that it's just better to be yourself all the way through life if you could.
Well, I mean, you've been doing it for so long, and I think it's testament to, you know, your brand has grown so well among all over the years, and people love what you do and respect what you do, and I suppose doing you is what will keep you going.
I try to give them what they want and what they expect, or, you know, I try to mix it up sometimes too, because sometimes you want to grab some of the new fans just to get interested in what you do. So, I play a little bit of the old, a little bit of the new, you know, I just mix it up. I think it's always best to mix it up. I think a lot of the older DJs that are trying to just, like, for say, keep it real, I think that they're damaging their careers in that way. Because, you know, some of these kids, they just don't understand music. And them not understanding, you know, where it all comes from and how it's really put together, you know. You gotta kind of teach and preach as you're DJing.
But what I find quite interesting is you're coming out to South Africa for this party called Back to the Old School. I didn't kind of think of you as an old school DJ. I think of you as
I play old school. I mean, I'm playing my old tracks. That's old school. I'm playing, you know, Marshall Jefferson, Tyree Cooper, you know, Adonis. I'm playing all those records, so those are old school. You know, it's like, you know, it might be new to some other heads that just, they never heard records like that before. I can see people holding up the phones and stuff like that, but that's old school, but, you know, and I mix it up with some new stuff as well.
Okay, so that's exactly what fans can look forward to when you come out here.
That's going to be me forever. I decided, you know, I'm just going to go for it, you know?
Okay. And then in terms of
some horn from it's outside. All good.
It adds to the ambience. Let's call it a little cue for one of your songs.
There you go. New sample.
And in terms of some of the DJs that, you know, you obviously will be DJing alongside David Morales right here in South Africa, and some other names will be announced as we make our way towards the concert. But in terms of the local DJs, South African-wise, have you got your eye on any of them? Have you been listening to anyone?
Well, I mean, I know DJ Fresh for a long time. He's, like, you know, been really cool, and we, you know, we hang out, have a good time, and we talk about records and where the industry's going and everything. We got a good relationship with each other. He's a really good guy, and he's, like, the only one I really know and kind of try to stay in touch with, and he keeps me aware of what's going on and stuff like that. Yo, that new record you put out, it's good. Yo, do a remix and put this thing, you know, like, we're talking. You know, we're always vibing with each other, so that's always a big deal.
Would there be any opportunity for you guys to work together at some point?
We've been trying for years, but it's like, he's got a schedule, I got a schedule. It's like, to get us in a room together and go for it, it'll happen, you know.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be amazing. I think you two would be incredible. You know, he is one of the most respected DJs in South Africa, alongside Skeeto and Vinny Da Vinci and Black Coffee. You know, they're all doing their thing
as well. You're cool. He's a really cool guy and stuff like that. Yeah, I gotta be there for 2 weeks. I never get my South African 2 week review to really go and check everybody out and do and get in the studio. It would be great, but I never got that luxury, you know, throughout, you know, my life, you know, here. So hopefully one day I'll get there and stay there 2 weeks or a week or something like that. I don't see it happening, but it'll be great for that to happen. And I'll call all the heads and we'll just do something, you know. I think it'll be great.
And what about something like the Miami Winter Conference, Music Conference? Do you head to those?
Yes. I played for Fresh at his party, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, and we had a really good time, you know. I didn't think about it like that. We could do it in Miami. See, there you go. We just did a management thing right there.
I'll send you my bill. I'll send you my bill. So.
20%.
Okay, cool.
So that is Todd Terry, who is in South Africa for a big event that's happening this weekend. If you want to get your tickets, just get your CompuTicket and find out all the details. Really, really cool dude. It was so lekker to, you know, just have a good old chat with him. So, yeah. Duncan is trying to speak to me. He's a big fan.
Sure. I can't read lips. Yes. Well, I can't read lips.
Duncan is putting people on the line for me. And we've got Seaswear from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, which is coming up. Seaswear, how are you doing?
I'm well, and how are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. It's good to chat to you this afternoon. How's your Friday treating you so far?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Well, stressful times, obviously, because we're like sort of 2.5 weeks out from one of the biggest fashion events on the African continent. So, yeah, the stress is building. Getting a bit hectic, but good fun.
You know what? Well, you love what you do, and you do what you love. So I suppose it's going to be absolutely amazing. It always is. Tell us a little bit more about Fashion Week. What can people expect? Where is it happening and all of that stuff this year?
Wow, where do I even start? Like you said, we've been blessed with some really, really good events in the past 3-4 years. And the ethos from our executive chairperson, Dr. Fisher, is always to improve. So in essence, it's kind of like we're only as good as our last show, and we try and, you know, up the bar the next time round. So this time there is an amazing merger that's happening between Africa's biggest fashion week, which is Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Johannesburg, and what essentially is, or what is undoubtedly the mecca of shopping on this continent, which is the Sandton City Nelson Mandela Precinct, Mandela Square Precinct. So yeah, we're going to be on the square, Nelson Mandela Square, and there's no better a place to have, you know, Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Johannesburg than Nelson Mandela Square. I mean, that is, you know, it's the home of some great brands, from Prada to Louis Vuitton to Salvatore Ferragamo. So it really is, it's epic, the relationship, the merger between us and them, if I can call it a merger, for the next 2 years. The partnership is well-tuned.
I think that's going to be amazing. It sounds really, really interesting. And, you know, Nelson Mandela Square has undergone a huge revamp, so it's looking amazing. And I think the fact that you are teaming up with them, I think it's going to be pretty impressive.
And
the beauty of it, as you say, they've undergone a huge makeover. And that's the nice thing about them, is that they're on top, but they keep pushing. They are the premier sort of shopping destination on the continent, but they keep pushing. And that's our ethos as well. We may be the biggest fashion week on the continent by media coverage, but we still keep pushing.
And then, Cesar, I know there is going to be a mystery offsite venue. So when will we know when this will be happening?
Is this Mr. Tlale again?
It is Mr. Tlale.
Mr. Tlale.
There are no boundaries to that man. He just he keeps amazing every time. He keeps pushing the bar. And this time around, of course, he's doing the same thing. But we're trying to keep the word mum until he's got his concept wrapped down and everything's okay. In place. It's part of the mystery of it. But there is it is off-site, so it's not in the marquee that we will be doing on Nelson Mandela Square, but it still is inside the Santa City Nelson Mandela Square precinct. Mm. But an amazing venue. I don't know how he found it, but it's an amazing venue. I think he's going to have an amazing show there, and we're certainly looking forward to that.
So when will people actually find out about it? Will we only find out like on the night, or how will this work?
We hope you only find out on the night, so that it has the mystery. And that pizzazz of it all. Fortunately, you don't have to jump in your car and drive to the other side of the world. It is a walk, but we don't want people to kind of know where it is and kind of sort of go and see it before. We'd like people to see it on the night and hopefully be blown away. Like just those of us that are involved behind the scenes have been blown away just looking at the potential of this venue and what it can possibly do.
Okay, I think that sounds awesome, actually. Because he always actually, like you said, he always makes such a grand entrance. He always has these amazing concepts. So really looking forward to that.
So, okay, so this is happening on the 10th to the 12th of March, like you said, in Sandton. You've got David there. You've got Stefania Moreland. Yeah. You've got Lee Schubert. You've got Corsi and Corsi. You've got Tamara Dyson. Have you got any other designers that we can look forward to as well? Someone that you have your eye on as well?
How could we even forget to mention the amazing, amazing, amazing Marianne Pasqua?
Incredible.
There is a legend walking amongst us. She's on another level. Marianne's creative capability for me is really right up there with the best in the world, and she will be there. She'll be doing her thing, and we're looking forward to having her. Something very nice. We've also got, of course, AFI Fast Track. One of the key principles for us as AFI and something that Dr. Precious is always driving is unearthing new talent.
Yes.
You know, because at some stage, some years ago, Marianne Fassler and David were all new talent. So we've got an exciting program with some really young and dynamic youngsters, young designers that are coming into their fold. That's going to be part of that. But also adding to that, David Kyle himself is going to be showing some interns that he's been working with. So they've got a slot. So it's an eclectic mix of you know, sort of international caliber people like Marianne and David to newbies, guys that are really breaking into the scene. And as you know, sometimes you see the most over-the-top, far-out thought process in terms of design from the new guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's going to be another highlight that we look forward to. So, like we said, it is all happening on the 10th, 11th, and 12th out in Sandton. Tickets are going to cost you between 100 and 250 rand at web tickets. Cesar, where do we follow you on social media just to, you know, keep up to track with how everything's going and all the prep and that?
Awesome. Thanks for asking. It's hashtag MBWMBSWJ2016.
There you go. Awesome.
That's Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, Joburg 2016.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us today, Cesar. It's been it's great having you with us. Good luck with all the preparation. I know it's stressful times, but you'll do it. You guys always do your thing.
Well, they always hit the ball out of the park every year.
No pressure.
Thank you so much, guys. And thank you very much for the support and the love. And I hope we're going to see you during Fashion Week.
Yes, there we go. 2 weeks' time, we will be there out in full force.
Awesome stuff.
Have a good weekend. Thanks, cheers, man. Cheers. Ciao. Bye. Okay, so that was Cesar from Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, as I said, happening on the 10th, 11th, and 12th out in Sandton. And yeah, I think it will be quite a good event. So look forward to that one. Jen is standing by. She's like ticking, ticking, ticking. She's like, when are you going to play my audio? When are you going to play my audio? So have a listen. This is what Jen's been up to.
Hey there, Jason and Nikita. Always great to be with you on The Buzz. It is a little bit of the Ultra Festival kind of playing in the background, but the big festival, of course, starring international DJs Skrillex, Tiësto, Afrojack, and Zedd right here in Joburg at the Nasrec Expo Center tonight, then through on to tomorrow at the Ostrich Ranch in Cape Town. Now, if you want to stay in, my pick for movies just out is Room. It's nominated in the Best Picture category in the Oscars. It's also received Oscar nominations, Best Direction, Adapted Screenplay, first nomination for producer Ed Gineas, as well as Best Actress for Brie Larson. And of course, in Hollywood, it is Oscar weekend. The 88th Academy Awards in Los Angeles takes place Sunday night, LA time, in the wee hours in the morning on Monday, South African time. I know me and Jason and Nikita, all of us are going to be up all night watching the Oscars. The 8 Best Picture nominees are Bridge of Spies, Mad Max, Fury Road, The Revenant, Spotlight, The Martian, The Big Short, Room, and Brooklyn. So that's the 88th Academy Awards going on this weekend as well. From Josie Wood to Hollywood, for The Buzz, I'm Jen Su. I'll see you back in studio next week. Now back to you, Jason and Nikita.
She sounds like she's in a hair salon or something, like getting her did like for the Oscars.
It sounds like she's prepping herself. I'm like, okay, she's getting all, getting a glam on with her glam squad.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so just to correct that correct hashtag for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week, so it's hashtag MBF. WJ16. So if you want to follow all the action there, I'm sure they're putting pictures up, teasing people as to what the designers are going to be showcasing and all of that. It is on that hashtag. It's hashtag MBFWJ16. Okay. So that's how we have to wrap it up.
I know.
Nakano Ture is standing by. He's going to be on O'Neill on Cliff Central.
I see. We have to, like, guitar. We have, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah, we're going to get kicked out. Okay. Thank you so much for listening to The Buzz. Don't forget you can download the podcast at cliffcentral.com. Nikita, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jason.
Have a good weekend.
I see. We're rushing.
Yes, we are. We have to get out of here. We're getting kicked out. We have to go. It's the weekend. It's the weekend. Woo! Okay.
Cheers. Bye.
This is cliffcentral.com.